For much of the last week, the G8 summit in Gleneagles, Scotland, was at the top of the news. Today's attacks in London made it something of a sideshow. Prime Minister Tony Blair's agenda of combating global warming and delivering development aid to Africa was overshadowed. He rushed to London for briefings and to speak to the British people. He has now returned to Scotland. Blair and other leaders insist that if the bombers were trying to throw their summit into disarray, they failed. NPR's David Green reports from Gleneagles.
This day began with a focus on global warming. President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair were speaking to reporters, but all that suddenly took a back seat when reports of violence started coming in from London. A meeting of the 8 world leaders here was suddenly cut short, and Blair went on television.
It's reasonably clear that there have been a series of terrorist attacks in London. There are obviously casualties, both people that have died and people seriously injured. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, are with the victims and their families.
Blair announced he would fly immediately to London for face-to-face briefings on the incidents, but he left with a firm message.
It is the will of all the leaders at the G8, however, that the meeting should continue in my absence, that we should continue to discuss the issues that we were going to discuss, and reach the conclusions which we were going to reach.
Other leaders firmly backed up the Prime Minister and vowed to press on with the summit. President Bush was one of the first to say that the terrorists in London had not won.
The war on terror goes on. I was most impressed by the resolve of all the leaders in the room. Their resolve is as strong as my resolve, and that is we will not yield to these people. We will not yield to the terrorists.
French President Jacques Chirac agreed.
We didn't want to give certain people the satisfaction of seeing that they had interrupted our work. So the
and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin had the same message.
We were not going to allow the terrorists to win out.
But carrying forward with the summit agenda seemed harder than it may have appeared. In an enormous two-story tent that served as a media center at Gleneagles, reports of the incidents in London were pouring in. Journalists, food service employees, police officers were gathered around the televisions. 28-year-old Julie Grant had a bird's-eye view. She works the summit information desk that sits in the middle of all the action.
It suddenly started to filter through that this wasn't just a sort of power surge, as it was first reported, that this was more serious. I think, particularly when the news of the bomb on the bus, that's when people really started to think that this was probably more a terrorist attack rather than an incident on the underground in London.
The leaders insisted that their summit talks continued and that they were making progress. But there was no doubt terrorism had taken center stage at Gleneagles on this day. Like all world leaders, the presidents and prime ministers here knew they had to speak about the events in London. Indeed, the leaders at the G8 summit were trying to walk a difficult course. They had to be reactive, express condolences, shuffle their schedules, while insisting that whoever set off the explosions in London had not knocked them off track. It was a challenge Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin spoke to directly.
I think that there's a delicate balance here. The fact is we did carry on with the agenda. The discussions were held. But there's no doubt that overhanging this was just tremendous concern and horror at what had happened. And as we began to learn of the death toll, and I don't think we're still sure of it, clearly that concern was present.
Yesterday, Britain's Tony Blair and his contingent in Gleneagles were joining in the celebrations over London winning the 2012 Olympic Games. Today, a pall hung over London and the rest of Great Britain. The leaders are scheduled to take up the delicate issue of aid to poor African nations tomorrow. Blair is back in Gleneagles to join them, and he was expected to brief the other leaders on the acts of terrorism in his country. David Green, NPR News, Gleneagles, Scotland.